Welcome, tech enthusiasts and AI aficionados, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital ocean to bring you the pearls of cutting-edge technology news, insights, and occasionally our nerdy banter. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of tech jargon.
And I'm Jamie, your resident question asker and jargon translator. Today, we're embarking on a journey into the world of private AI models using open-source large language models, or LLMs, for those in the know. It's gonna be a wild ride.
Absolutely, Jamie. In recent years, the move towards private AI has been like watching a rocket take off, fast and exciting. But before we blast off, let's unpack why this is happening. Organizations are now looking to keep their sensitive data under wraps while still leveraging the power of AI. It's all about marrying security with intelligence.
Security and intelligence sounds like my kind of date. So, Alex, why are companies moving away from using public APIs for these AI models?
Great question, Jamie. It boils down to a few key factors: privacy concerns, the unpredictability of costs, and a desire for more control and transparency. By using open-source LLMs, companies can fine-tune AI models to their heart's content, ensuring compliance with privacy laws like GDPR and HIPAA, all while keeping costs in check.
GDPR and HIPAA? Sounds like alphabet soup. Can you break those down for us?
Sure thing. GDPR stands for the General Data Protection Regulation, a European privacy law. HIPAA, or the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, is an American law that protects patient health information. Both are pretty stringent about how data needs to be handled, making private AI models more appealing than ever.
Got it. Privacy for the win. Now, I'm not a tech wizard like you, but I'm guessing setting up these private AI models isn't as simple as waving a magic wand.
If only it were, Jamie. Setting up a private AI involves a few steps. Let's say you're a company wanting to keep your data in-house. You'd start with choosing an open-source LLM, like Llama or Falcon. Then you'd fine-tune this model on your own data. This could be anything from legal documents to chat logs.
Hold up, fine-tuning? Is that like teaching my dog to fetch my slippers instead of the newspaper?
Exactly, Jamie. You're tailoring the model's responses to better suit your specific needs. And to make sure this AI doesn't hog all your resources, techniques like quantization and model distillation can help streamline things, making the model faster and more efficient.
Ah, so it's like putting the AI on a diet. Less bits, more performance. I like it.
Precisely. But there's more to it. Once you have your model fine-tuned, you need to deploy it securely. This could mean setting it up on-premises with your own servers or using a secure cloud environment. And throughout all this, you have to keep an eye on compliance and security. Encryption, access control, the whole nine yards.
Sounds complex, but fascinating. I'm curious, any real-world examples of this in action?
Definitely. Take a large financial institution, for example. They could build an internal knowledge assistant, fine-tuned on their own policy documents and FAQs. This AI could help employees find information much faster, improving efficiency. And because it's all in-house, sensitive data never leaves the company's controlled environment.
That's pretty slick. But what about the pitfalls? I imagine things don't always go according to plan.
You're right. Common issues include underestimating the resources needed or running into compliance hurdles. But with careful planning and the right tools, these can be navigated successfully. For instance, using quantization to reduce model size or setting up detailed audit logs to track data access.
So what you're saying is, with some tech savvy and a good strategy, companies can really leverage these private AI models to their advantage.
Exactly. And the beauty of it all is that as open-source LLMs continue to evolve, we're likely to see even more innovative and efficient ways to deploy private AI. The future of AI isn't just open. It's secure, customizable, and most importantly, private.
Secure, customizable, and private. Sounds like my dream digital world. Well, folks, that wraps up today's deep dive into building private AI models with open-source LLMs. Alex, thanks for unpacking all that tech goodness with me.
My pleasure, Jamie. And thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes, don't hesitate to drop us a line.
Until next time, keep your data close and your AI private. This is Jamie.
And Alex, signing off. Stay nerdy, my friends.